5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, January 6th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember, subscribe to our channel at Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV. But better yet, bypass big tech altogether with our free mobile app, and that also gets you free excerpts from my new book. Tell you about that before the end of the program. Topic number 5 today, Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan. Why are we talking about this today? Well, it is the world's largest landlocked country, the 9th largest country in the world, the world's largest majority Muslim country by landmass, and a country that happens to border on Russia and China and has a lot of petroleum resources. And demonstrators there have begun rioting throughout the largest cities in Kazakhstan. This began over the weekend, ostensibly because of a rise in the price of liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, where price caps were removed over the weekend, which caused a doubling in price. Many Kazakhs have modified their cars to run on LPG because it's cheap, or at least it was before the doubling in price. And now, as of this recording, protesters armed with clubs and metal bars have forced their way into the office of the mayor in Almaty. That's the country's largest city. The president's residence in the capital city on fire as of this recording. Now, interestingly, a correspondent for Radio Free Europe who specializes in Central Asia, Bruce Panier, said that the size and the speed of the demonstrations in the former Soviet Republic caught everyone by surprise. His words. But did they really? Did these protests really catch people by surprise? Although they began over the rise of the price of LPG in Kazakhstan, the speed at which the protests have spread across the country has set off my spidey sense, as it were. Protests like this that spread that quickly are usually organized by somebody, usually a non-governmental organization, and often in places like this, these are organizations funded by Western governments, organizations like George Soros' Open Society Initiative, which happens to have an office in Kazakhstan's capital city. Anyway, again, oil reserves, lots of natural gas, and bordering on Russia. Russia is Kazakhstan's northern neighbor. Now, I don't think it's a coincidence that this is breaking out at the same time Russia is preoccupied with tensions with NATO over the status of Ukraine to the west and Georgia to the south. Georgia over here between the Caspian and the Black Seas. While Russia's got 100,000 soldiers and heavy equipment on the border with Ukraine, if things blow up in Kazakhstan, that could be a distraction which would benefit NATO and the West. We'll keep an eye on this one. Topic number 4, the Omicold. Some are calling the Omicron variant of SARS-2 the Omicold because it is much less lethal. Again, despite this fact, which you can see documented on this chart here, the 7-day rolling average, new cases in the United States spiking, hitting an all-time high, I mean, much higher than we saw last year during the previous high. But the red line, the good news, is that the red line marking the 7-day average of deaths from COVID-19, flat and actually trending down. Because as it's mutated to become more transmissible, it is becoming less dangerous. Still, the fear porn in the corporate media continues. A case in point, on Monday, Reuters news agency reported that Walmart shut down dozens of stores in December because of COVID. Sounds like a lot. 60 stores, to be exact. But considering that Walmart's got 4,700 stores here in the United States, 60 is less than 1.5% of its total operations. So not as big of a deal as Reuters made it sound. Now, significantly, we should note that the chairman of the Reuters news agency, Jim Smith, also sits on the board of Pfizer. Not irrelevant, shall we say. The Daily Wire reported on Monday that a leaked airline memo shows that major airlines like United and Spirit are offering employees bonus pay to cover shifts. They had to ground thousands of flights this past weekend, some 4,000 flights canceled this past weekend, some of it due to weather, but most of them due to just an inability to get pilots because so many are homesick with Omicron. And need we point out that they were fully vaccinated. Still, on Tuesday, President Biden doubled down on his assertion that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This is observably untrue, Mr. President. Why do you keep saying this? Another case in point, in Antarctica, one of the remotest and most isolated places on Earth, The Belgian research station there, the Princess Elizabeth Polar Station, now has got about two-thirds of its employees down with COVID-19, testing positive since December 16th. The researchers there had to undergo a PCR test before they left Belgium, another one 5 days after they arrived in South Africa, and then they were quarantined for 10 days after they got to the station in Antarctica. And yet, even with those precautions, 16 out of 25 now testing positive, and oh, by the way, they were all fully vaccinated. Topic number three, Twitter bans. Twitter has permanently banned Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, citing COVID misinformation. Journalist Caitlin Johnstone had some comments on this that I think are worth considering. Now, she is a progressive. I disagree with her politics, but she is honest, and she notes that this banning of Congresswoman Greene follows the banning of Dr. Robert Malone, the co-inventor of mRNA vaccine technology. Mentioned this the other day. But she adds, this is an unbroken pattern of continually escalating and expanding censorship protocols ever since the 2016 U.S. election. And she writes that nobody really ever gets banned for COVID misinformation. That's just the latest excuse. Before this, it was Capitol riot. Before that, it was election security. Before that, it was Russian disinformation. Before that, foreign influence operations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In reality, and I'm quoting now, the real agenda behind the normalization of internet censorship is the normalization of internet censorship itself. That's the real reason so many people get banned, end quote. They're doing it so people get used to it. She's right. Now, this would be really easy to get angry over it, but the truth is, it's Twitter's sandbox. You don't pay to play, so they get to set the rules. As Christians, we need to remember, while this is aggravating, it does not change our mission, which is to make disciples of all nations. We might have to be cautious about the way we speak while we're on Mars Hill, but the truth that we need to proclaim is the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that is not affected by where we stand politically and our access to free social media platforms. Topic number two, Project Aria. Speaking of social media, Sharon called my attention to this morning. It's a new initiative by Facebook, not really brand new. They've been working on this for about a year and a half. So-called Aria, because AR, augmented reality, is the purpose of this. They're trying to create a mapping database, a three-dimensional mapping database of our surroundings based on, as viewed from a human perspective. In other words, think of it as Google Maps in 3D as you would see it at ground level. The goal then to augment that reality through special glasses, sort of like the Google glasses that they tried to push out a few years ago, to give you helpful hints. You're going the wrong way. Go this way for half a block, then turn right, that sort of thing. I've lost my keys. Where are my keys? A little icon appears over your coffee table because, yes, the point is also to take this into private spaces as well. Besides the concerns of privacy, which are valid, this promises to make virtual reality even more appealing than it already is. And even now, when virtual reality is still in its infancy, still cartoonish in its graphic displays, you see how often people are just disconnected from one another, teenagers texting each other from across the room, families of four out to dinner together with everyone in the family engrossed in what's happening on their screen instead of talking and sharing with one another. As virtual reality becomes more and more realistic, it'll be more and more tempting to get lost inside that fake world where you create your own reality, wasting your days, your years, trying to appeal to and earn the favor of people you don't even know. So even though this isn't a new thing, wanted to bring this to your attention because we may look back on 2022 as the year big tech really got serious about building the matrix. Coming up, an internet outage created by man's second oldest enemy. That's next on 5 and 10.
Call now and get Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, along with his groundbreaking best-selling book, Progressive Evil, and Dr. Thomas Horn's explosive original expose on the Marxist-driven deep state cabal, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, examines what current American leaders, including the Biden administration and his allies, intend for the United States that may very well usher in a biblical prophetic end times, reveals the growing support in America for Marxist ideologies, socialism, communism, progressivism, and what that means for America, explains the Marxist satanic and occult history, which influences America's ongoing cultural revolution, provides Christ-centric and pre-rapture recommendations should we come under the grip of a Marxist one-world government, and so much more. This incredible special offer also includes Colonel Robert McGinnis' best-selling work, Progressive Evil, which reveals precisely how radicals in government and in our very own communities are steadfastly redefining America's rights, institutions, and ideals, making her globally irrelevant for the end times. But that's not all. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's groundbreaking expose, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD, which includes the original five-part Skywatch television investigative series deemed too hot for network television, not available anywhere outside this exclusive offer. This book and DVD series exposes the deep state actors from the Clintons and Obama to Joe Biden and the occult elite who are at war with Christianity and America's destiny, demonstrates the diabolical body count lists and sacrificed whistleblowers who have attempted to thwart the plans of the global elite, and discloses the occult concepts and practices of a mysterious DC-based shadow empire. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for a donation of only $35, plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer. The Give Me Liberty Patriot Package. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, Elon Musk has a new nemesis. It is the cat, mankind's second oldest enemy. Elon Musk's company Starlink is launched a fleet of satellites in near-Earth orbit, delivering high-speed internet access to people in rural areas. Now, this is something Sharon and I have considered. We haven't gone for it yet. Our local internet provider is, well, local, so we know who to contact if there's an issue. But there are those in some areas that have tried it, liked it, except for this user who discovered a problem that he had not anticipated. The satellite dishes that receive the signal from the Starlink satellites put out some heat. And so on a cold winter's day, his cats found it a very comfortable place to curl up. Even though they've got the hole indoors with all the heat they could possibly want coming out of the registers, they chose the Starlink dish. And needless to say, the internet speed was negatively impacted. It did not enhance his user experience. In other words, they've turned it into a catalyte dish. Skywatch TV is asking for your help for construction projects ongoing at Whispering Ponies Ranch. We are working on a new play area for the children that our partners at Royal Family Kids will bring to the ranch in 2022. And as such, for your participation in this project, we are offering to you the limited edition Defender Family Bible. This is a hardback edition of the Defender Bible previously published, the King James translation with the expanded Apocrypha that includes the Book of Enoch. For your gift of $300 or more, we will offer to you the Bible, a gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, Joe Horn's Greatest Hits music CD, and a $100 gift certificate to the Skywatch TV store to spend any way you choose. For your gift of $1,000 or more, the Defender Family Bible, a $300 gift certificate, the Whispering Ponies Ranch gift box, the Joe Horn Music CD, and an invitation to tour the ranch and see what you helped build, a photo, group photo with the staff of the ranch and Skywatch TV, an invitation to join us for a special sponsors banquet at our 2022 Defender Conference, and an invitation to attend a taping of a program here at the new Skywatch TV studios. Again, we can't do what we do without your support. And that's doubly true for the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch. You can find out more and donate online, skywatchtvstore.com, skywatchtvstore.com, or by calling us toll-free at 844-750-4985. Skywatch Films, the new division of Skywatch TV, producing cutting-edge documentaries on topics that certainly the corporate media won't touch, but many Christian media outlets, Christian ministries, don't want to discuss either, like the trafficking of children specifically for the purpose of ritual abuse, the UFO phenomenon, the occult symbolism built into the art and architecture of the United States, things like this and more. Award-winning documentary films available in full HD, instant access to stream at home for as little as $2.95. Films include The Great Delusion, Tom Horn's Secret Destiny of America, Belly of the Beast, Inhuman, and Our Wars of the Gods, Travelogues Through Israel, all of those at skywatchfilms.com. Again, instant access, full HD, as little as $3, skywatchfilms.com. Speaking of Israel, due to travel restrictions, we've moved our 2022 tour of Israel to 2023. We are praying that the restrictions will be lifted by then, that Omicron will prove to be the end of the pandemic. We are finalizing dates, and as soon as we have those, we will announce those and update the information at skywatchinisrael.com. But again, if you'd plan to join us in 2022, 2023, now the dates, and we will make a final announcement on the new dates as soon as those are firmed up. Now, our broadcast program this week, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis discusses his latest book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. Most people assume that Marxism is atheistic, political system, when in fact it is a religious system that venerates government, and it is firmly based on doctrines of demons, literally doctrines of demons. Colonel McGinnis explains what he means by that to Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedule is posted online for you to check at skywatchtv.com/channels. That includes all of our video content, including the broadcast episodes of Simply His, Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. Again, skywatchtv.com/channels, but we will have those for you right now if you've got our channel for Roku or Apple TV, or if you download our free mobile app, which not only gets you all of our video content, important news, a calendar of our upcoming events, it also gets you free excerpts from my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, which today, being the one-year anniversary of the January 6th incident at the United States Capitol, you'll find out as we get closer to the broadcast programs, in the chapter-length excerpts that we're pulling from the book, what is the connection between the god the Romans called Saturn and what happened 1 year ago today at the United States Capitol? Why do we even call it the Capitol? When it was built, there was no national legislature anywhere on earth that met in a building called a Capitol. Here's a clue. The Capitol was named for the Temple of Jupiter in Rome. What does Saturn have to do with that? Well, you'll find out as we get closer, but these excerpts you'll find under the News tab at our mobile app. The mobile app is available for iOS, Android devices, and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets, and we got links to the app stores for your convenience posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.